Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A teen is now charged in the fatal bludgeoning of her mother in their Maplewood apartment. Minnesota Lynx star Nafisha Collier is making progress in her recovery following off-season surgeries. And former state representative Karen Clark has died. But first, still not many details on an overnight incident on Interstate 94 in downtown Minneapolis that shut the freeway down for several hours. It happened around 2:30 in the westbound lanes near 35W. Westbound was shut down until about 6 this morning while investigators did their work. The State Patrol says more information will be released later. Social media platforms will now come with a warning label about mental health starting today in Minnesota. Lawmakers last year approved the move, which requires the user to either acknowledge the label or leave the platform every time they log in. Governor Tim Walz.
I would imagine we'd get some challenges, but I got to tell you right now, the social media and the tech folks are not the number one favorites of Americans, and I think they're going to have to try and reach out and meet us partway on this, protecting our children from some of the things we know can cause harm.
Minnesota is becoming the fourth state to implement such a law. A teen is now charged in the fatal bludgeoning of her mother in their Maplewood apartment this past weekend. A 17-year-old Twin Cities girl is facing second-degree murder charges after allegedly beating her 43-year-old mother to death with a hammer following an argument over a cell phone. Investigators recovered surveillance footage of the suspect carrying a hammer. Prosecutors are now petitioning the court to certify the teenager to stand trial as an adult. More changes start today for Metro Transit trains. Buses are replacing Metro Green Line trains between Target Field and West Bank stations. That'll be in place until July 26th and one more time in mid-August. The change comes as buses are also replacing Blue Line trains between Target Field and Mall of America. To start the week, as Metro Transit gets underway with its new Renew the Blue project to make a number of improvements along the Blue Line tracks. Rain could dampen the start of some 4th of July celebrations that get underway tonight. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says it's a good idea to pay close attention if you're headed out later today.
It's going to be very conditional. It could be raining and storming. I mean, you know, 100 miles away and nothing where we are, or vice versa. So it's really conditional where it will set up. Most of it, though, again, is targeting south of the Twin Cities. So northern suburbs, a better chance of staying dry than the southern ones.
Heavy rain and hail are the primary threats, with a line of storms expected later this afternoon, along with high wind gusts. Minneapolis safety leaders say there will be zero tolerance for dangerous activities over the 4th of July holiday. Interim Police Chief Bill Peterson says MPD will have an increased presence citywide,
including close coordination with our law enforcement partners to respond quickly to emerging trends. I want to be clear, if you choose to engage in criminal behavior, we will respond appropriately, and when necessary, we will make arrests.
A collaboration among law enforcement agencies looks to crack down on gun violence over the weekend. A similar partnership last year led to a decrease in both violence and non-emergency calls to 911 compared to years prior. U.S. District Judge Eric Taustra is now the chief judge for the United States District Court for the District of Minnesota. Taustra replaces Chief Judge Patrick Schiltz, whose last day as chief judge was yesterday following 4 years of service. A Montevideo man who sexually and physically assaulted a victim for more than 2.5 years was sentenced yesterday to more than 106 years in prison. Jakery McCaplin was found guilty in April on all 27 counts against him, including multiple counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and stalking. Prosecutors say McCaplin recorded the assaults and used the videos as blackmail to force the victim to perform sexual acts. Twin Cities immigrant coalitions are reacting to the Supreme Court's decision on birthright citizenship. An alliance of local labor unions, civil rights organizers, and first-generation youth celebrated the High Court's decision to strike down an executive challenge to the 14th Amendment. 18-year-old UNIDOS member Emily Rodriguez says the fear of the outcome of the decision had a major impact on mixed-status families like hers all across Minnesota.
This is the only home we have ever known. Many of us have never lived in our parents' home countries. And to suddenly question whether we belong here would change everything.
Local organizers say they now plan on tackling voter registration to push for long-term political accountability for the immigrant community at the ballot box. Minnesota Twins manager Derek Shelton sharing a brief update on outfielder Byron Buxton, who remains out with an impingement in the hip.
When we get to the ballpark today, we'll see where he's at. We'll see where the improvement's at. At some point this morning, you know, I'll either talk to him or share a text with him just to see how it's going. But it's important for us to get him back. I think after we got the MRI result and we saw that it wasn't, you know, anything significant, it's just a matter of building back up.
Shelton tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sarkar they'll monitor Buxton's volume in the coming days with an off day tomorrow, followed by a 3-game series in New York, followed by another day off. Former State Representative Karen Clark has died. Clark, who was key in legalizing gay marriage and the first openly lesbian member of the legislature, died yesterday and had represented several neighborhoods in Minneapolis in the Minnesota House from 1981 to 2019. Clark was 80 years old. Finally, Minnesota Lynx star Nafisha Collier is making progress in her recovery following off-season surgeries on both her right and left ankles. The Lynx say Collier has returned to practice and is progressing as expected. The team did not offer a timeline as to when she would return to in-game action. The Lynx hold the best record in the WNBA. They're on the road facing the New York Liberty Friday. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.